Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 7th of July, 2016. It was on this date in 1865 Mary Surratt was hanged at the gallows in Washington for having knowledge of the plot to assassinate Abraham Lincoln. She ran a boarding house in Washington, D.C. She was a Confederate sympathizer. Her son John was a co-conspirator, along with John Wilkes Booth and the others. But everyone, including the executioner, expected that President Andrew Johnson would pardon her. But he refused to. He said she kept the nest that hatched the egg. It was at her boarding house that Booth and the others had plotted the assassination. It's the birthday of the genetics pioneer Nettie Stevens, born Cavendish, Vermont, 1861. She got her Ph.D. in biology, and she studied mealworms and discovered that the male sex cells could have either an X or a Y chromosome, while the female could only carry X chromosomes. And based on this observation, she concluded that the sex of an organism was determined based on what chromosome it had inherited from its male parent. It's the birthday of the historian David McCullough, born in Pittsburgh, 1933. He went off to Yale, went to work for Sports Illustrated and then American Heritage magazine, wrote his first big biography, Truman, 1993, and then John Adams in 2001. David McCullough, who for many years worked in a small shed in the backyard of his home on Martha's Vineyard. He said nothing good was ever written in a large room. He said about writing biographies, "I don't think you have to love your subject. Initially you shouldn't, but it's like picking a roommate. After all, you're going to be with that person every day, maybe for years, and why subject yourself to someone you have no respect for or outright don't like?" And for that reason, McCullough quit a project to write a biography of Pablo Picasso, simply because he said he was an awful man. And it's the birthday of Gustav Mahler, the composer, born in Bohemia, what is now the Czech Republic, in 1860. He was a conductor at the Vienna Court Opera. He was a famous conductor throughout Europe, famous for his tragic symphony in 1906, ending with three climactic hammer blows, which Mahler later believed was a premonition of the tragedies his next year, when he was fired by the opera, his three-year-old daughter Maria died, and he was diagnosed with a fatal heart disease. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled July. Temperature in the upper 70s, bit of a breeze, great cumulus clouds pass slowly through the summer sky like parade floats, and the slender grasses gather round you, pressing forward with exaggerated deference, whispering, eager to catch a glimpse. It's your party, after all, and it couldn't be more perfect. Yet there's a nagging thought, you don't really deserve all this attention, and that come October, there will be a price to pay. A poem by Lewis Jenkins, July, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.